V'chen min harachilus. The Rush in the beginning of the Sefer Orchos Chaim has a list of things that we are to distance ourselves from. He begins by saying, L'srachik min ha'gaiva b'tachas harichuk. We are to distance ourselves from haughtiness to the utmost distance. And he goes on with other things as well. V'chen min ha'chanifus, v'chen min ha'sheker v'ha'kazav, v'chen min ha'litzanus, v'chen min harachilus, v'chen min ha'kas. Our focus is on v'chen min harachilus. Now, it's interesting that the Rush begins with the expression betachis harichuk, to the utmost distance. It's not clear whether that expression is specific to gaiva or whether he's going on everything that follows. It's not just to distance oneself, but it has to be done to the utmost. But either way, the point is clear. It's not enough that one avoids the aveira of rechilus, l'selech rachil be'amecha, but the Rush is telling us we have to distance ourselves from rechilus, from this aveira. So what is the exact aveira of rechilus? The Tosus Yontif, in this explanation of the words of the Rush, says, rechilus means l'sarev b'inyonim shel acherim u'garos osam echad k'neged hasheni, to mix into others' affairs and to get people to resent one another. We know the halachas of rechilus are very detailed and complex, as outlined in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. The basic idea is like a peddler who peddles his wares. Rechilus means peddling information, telling Reuven that Shimon said something about him or did something to him, and with those words you stir the proverbial pot and you make the person upset and angry at the other. But this is just the aveira per se. But now we have the extra measure that the Rush is telling us, l'hisrachek min harechilus. And what does that exactly mean? I believe the answer can be found in the comments of Rabbeinu Yonah, both in his commentary to Mishlei as well as in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel Os Reish Chaf He. There are two psukim in Mishlei that define the essence of a person who is a Holech Rachil. The first pasuk is Mishlei Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud Gimel. The pasuk says, Holech Rachil Megale Sod. A person who reveals a secret is a talebearer. In other words, the pasuk is equating a hoech rachil with someone who reveals secrets. The second pasuk is in Mishlei Chaf, pasuk Yutes, go lesod hoech rachil. Here the other direction, a revealer of secrets, a bearer of tales. Rabbeinu Yonah explains in these various places a very powerful idea, and I read you from his commentary to Mishlei Chaf. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, first, he refers to the pasuk in Mishlei Yud Aleph, and then he explains the other side of the coin, which is Mishlei Chaf. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki misha holech rachil, al taftiach lo sodcha. Holech rachil megale sod. If you know someone's way is to be a holech rachil, he engages in rechilus, don't reveal your secrets to him. Ki acharei asher lo yishmar lishonom harechilus, lo yishmerenu. He's obviously someone who's not going to be able to keep a secret. That's the pasuk in Mishlei Yud Aleph. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, but now we have the other side of the coin in Mishlei Chaf, where it says, go lesod holech rachil. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki mishu go lesod, if somebody is by nature not keeping confidence, revealing secrets, al tedaber lefonav ba'ashmas ha'am umumei b'nei adam. Don't tell the person about other people's flaws and other people's faults. Va'al tomar, don't tell yourself, listen, I don't have anything to worry about. Ki afo pisha hu go lesod, even though he's not discreet and he reveals secrets, mipnei she'edam b'nafsho she'eino nezek li'ish b'gilah, he's not harming anybody with that. Avo min harechilus yizaher, but regarding doing the avera of losech rachel b'amecha, he knows not to do that. Ki hisira Torah alav shenem losech rachel b'amecha. That's what you think. So I have no problem talking about people's flaws. Lo kein hadavar. It's not so. Ki achare asher lo yimsho b'nafsho mechasof hasod. Since you see he can't control himself, discipline himself, that he can be discreet and keep people's confidence, not to reveal secrets, lo yimsho berucho mileches rachil, he won't control himself as far as yavera of loselech rachil. With this Rabbeinu Yonah, we have a way to understand what the Rush is telling us in Orchos Chaim, what it means, l'srachek min harachilus, the fence that protects us from rachilus, and without which it's virtually impossible to avoid rachilus, is the ability of not being megalasod. It's the quality mentioned in the second half of that first pasuk, when it starts by saying Holech Rachel Megaleso, the pasuk concludes V'neman Ruach Mechase Dover. Someone who's trustworthy, he is someone who can be concealing facts and doesn't reveal secrets. The world in which we live makes this quality very challenging. Information flows freely. We hear something and we instantly want to pass it along in the form of a text or a tweet or saying it over to somebody. In such an environment, it is so easy to betray secrets and to lose our sense of discretion. It's so important that we cultivate within ourselves the discipline to keep people's confidence and not to be so casual about being Megale Sod. By working to become a Neman Ruach rather than a Megale Sod, in Yetzer Hashem, we will hopefully avoid the terrible Avera of Vechilus and Be'ezras Hashem Bizochet, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Brachos, and Eishnas Chaim V'Shalom.